I'm from California, and I don't know if you've heard, but we're in the third year of our two-week lockdown, and it's going really badly. It's very tricky to have a lockdown, because about 6 months into it, I was like, any word on the two-week lockdown? Has anyone said anything to you? Because I'm still in my house. And then our governor came out, and they said he's going to have a press conference and announce he's opening things. All I want is restaurants. That's all I honestly give a f*** about. I said, great, let's do restaurants. So he comes out on TV. He goes, starting Monday, we're going to do the purple tier. I'm like, awesome. No idea what that is. Let's go. Starting Monday, we're going to open rock quarries. Archery repair shops. What do you say? Say archery. Decoupage centers. Caterpillar sanctuaries. What's happening? Anything about restaurants? No, that's tangerine tier. That's, you don't know this? You don't, that's such a drag. Jab me, let's go eat.
That's right. 720 WGN. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good, John. How are you? Good evening.
Good. Were you able to hear the David Spade bit while you were on?
I did.
Did that strike a nerve?
It struck a nerve. It's been a long 25 months here. He's right.
Yeah. And all he wants to do is go to a restaurant. That's all he wants.
That's right.
I think that's
more of entertainment.
Yeah, that's what we all want. We want to go to restaurants. And I have to say, Sam Toyer, President and CEO of Illinois Restaurant Association, it's great to have you on. It's great to have you on again, Sam.
Appreciate it.
And I was mentioned earlier, I was in the Old Town area Saturday afternoon, and it was gorgeous day, and I don't know how many establishments had outdoor seating, and it was just lovely, and people were having a great time. It was like nothing had ever happened. And go ahead.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're getting a little back to normalcy here.
A little bit. And I think, you know, obviously the warm weather is going to be a great boon to the restaurant, the bar business, the tourist industry, everything.
That's right, John. Chicago is a summer city, as you well know. We will be seeing an influx of tourists to our city, so our restaurant should be seeing a lot of customer demand going up. Like I said, when we have weather like we had today, John, we are the best city in America. You know what I mean? I don't care what they say at San Francisco or New York. With our culinary scene, outdoor dining, our lakefront, we are just the unbelievable summer city.
You are right, Sam. You are correct.
Thanks, John.
Is there still a shortage of restaurant workers, though?
Oh, yes, there is. You know, you know, unfortunately, there are no simple solutions, but many restaurants are offering now higher wages, health care, wellness benefits, faster check payments, family leave, and more to attract employees. We lost a lot of team members during the pandemic to, like, the cannabis industry, third-party delivery, distribution centers. You know, that's why we've been advocating hard with Senator Duckworth to get working visas for hospitality workers like they've done with farm workers in the past. She's all ears, you know, and we'll see if we'll get there. I'm not asking for immigration reform. I'm asking something pragmatic. Working visas for hospitality workers.
You know, I've always known since, you know, I've had friends over the years who have gotten into the restaurant industry, and even on its at its best, getting into owning a restaurant is a very, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a tough business, John. You're only as good as your last meal.
And it's a tough business to stay alive in. A lot of restaurants start and don't make it. And I'm not talking because of COVID or anything like that. I'm just talking the general history of being in the restaurant business. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even during the best of times, for every dollar a restaurant takes in, 95 to 97 cents goes right back into the food, employees, and everything else that goes with running a restaurant. And like right now, we're getting back to normalcy, but these really ain't normal times the last 25 months. You know, restaurants overall on a slow path of recovery, but it's still a very difficult time as many face 2 years, like I said, longer than 2 years, 25 months of higher food costs, supply issues, and as you just mentioned, staffing challenges as well.
Well, as you just mentioned, supply chain, food costs, they're still there. Those problems are there in just about every industry. And we just had somebody on, I'm just talking to a caller last hour about the price of Fruit Loops. How much more they were paying for a box of cereal at the grocery store. I mean,
it's double digit inflation for restaurants when it comes to food cost. It's labor cost as well. I mean, I'm hearing from a lot of members that they're seeing 2019 sales again,
yes.
But their bottom line is not 2019. They're either breaking even or losing money. That's why we've been advocating hard to get the Restaurant Revitalization Fund refunded. The first time out, that was the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That was for independent restaurants, and we're a very independent restaurant town. Two-thirds of the restaurants that applied for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund did not get it. That was over 11,000 restaurants here in Illinois that didn't get it. We do have Senator Duckworth and Durbin on board. We need to get a few more Republican senators on board, like maybe somebody like Senator Cornyn in Texas would be good. We've talked with Durbin about this. But we will see, because if they replenish that, Illinois could see $2 billion. If they replenish the restaurant revitalization of $42 million, Illinois could see $2 billion of that.
Right.
And that would be very helpful for our independent restaurants here in the city of Chicago, because we're not a chain restaurant town like they are in Tampa or Houston.
Right.
We're a very independent restaurant throughout our 77 communities.
You know, you're also president of the largest food service trade organization in the state, running the Taste of Chicago and Chicago Gourmet, and I can't help but think of the Taste of Chicago sitting here with a 90-degree forecast tomorrow and sunshine out today, and, from our studios looking over Navy Pier. What do you think?
It's coming. It's coming. It's not going to be, it's not going to be a five-day event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a three-day event. It will be, July 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're looking in Grant Park. We're looking very forward to it.
Yep.
It should be really good. We'll have restaurants from all over the city, from Pilsen to Little Village to Lakeview to Rogers Park. We'll have different restaurants so people can go out and, taste food from some of their favorite restaurants throughout the city.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Taste of Chicago is just one of the great, great institutions of this town. And I've been here long enough. Gosh, boy, this is really going to reveal my age now. I believe I was here for the very first Taste of Chicago that took place on Michigan Avenue between Wacker Drive and, I'm saying, like, Ohio.
Yep.
And they
Arnie
shut...
Arnie Morton. He was the godfather of it.
Yes.
Arnie Morton of Morton Steakhouse.
Can you imagine how cool that was? I mean, obviously, it's gotten way bigger, and it's really awesome. But the very first Taste of Chicago, the WLS studios were at Michigan and Wacker in the Stone Container Building. Walk out the door, walk across the street. The Michigan Avenue is completely shut down between Wacker and like Ohio. And in the middle of the street are food vendors. I had thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was absolutely...
Jet gave birth to all these fests throughout, not just throughout the country, throughout the world. Taste of Chicago was one of the first outdoor food events in the world, right here in the Culinary Capital of the United States, Chicago.
Yeah, it was, and it still is a great thing, but wow.
It is.
It's an awesome thing. What about, I hate to bring this up, but...
Go on.
Masks and COVID. I mean, we just can't stop. I mean, because it just keeps re-emerging in some way or another. And I'm sure it's frustrating for you and everybody else.
Yeah, I've had a few members call me. They're very nervous. You know what I mean? It's been recommended that, we haven't gone back to mandates, but it's been recommended you should wear a mask. We see that people are not being put in the hospital as much for COVID as it used to be. So that's a good sign. But it's still out there, we encourage all our, members to do whatever they feel comfortable doing when it comes to masks.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage your listeners, if they want to be cautious, wear a mask. We hope we don't go back to mandate. We are going into the warmer weather, so we will have more outdoor dining, and it is proof that when you eat outdoor, it's less likely to catch COVID. So that's a good thing that
absolutely.
We're moving into warmer weather here in the city of Chicago. But we all got to be cautious as we move forward. You know, restaurants are a highly regulated industry, John. We're inspected by the health department twice a year. We're inspected by the building department, business affairs. We know how to do this right. The safety of our team members and guests are always the number one priorities for all restaurant owners, operators.
Sam, I'm trying to remember, this is really a couple of years ago, when you were on, not just with me, but some other people, and you had a great line about, and I can't remember it, but it had something to do with...
Covered faces it means, keep open places.
What is it again?
Covered faces keep open places.
There you go!
There you go.
I have remembered that from day one, Sam. That is just great.
Sam Toy. It was true. You know what I mean? And it's still true.
It's still very true.
We do not want to go back to mandate.
No, we do not. Sam Toya, President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, thanks so much for being with us. Always good to talk to you.
John, thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you.
Call me anytime.
We will.